So I'm using a bunch of tools because I like trying out new things. I definitely use Lovable for quick prototypes. I use Figma Make a lot because as a product designer, my main tool of use is Figma, and it's really easy when you have a design system to prototype something, especially when I'm working with clients, to prototype something quick with Figma because it has access to the current design system that you're using. So I love Figma Make. Lovable, and I've lately started to explore more in depth Cursor and Cloud Code.
What I'm already hearing is that you already have AI tools in your workflow integrated, and like Lovable, for example.
Yes. So I tend to, there are different stages of the design process. I started last year, for example, I used Otter AI and GPT to produce, to help me with the insights of the user interviews, to help me prepare the questions for the user tests. And I have to say, I do use tools, but when I do UX research, I always try to double check the output of those tools. So for me, it's very important to say that I don't solely rely on AI tools with the research, but they're of great help. And I've also heard other designers use synthetic personas and synthetic users. So actually use AI tools to kind of like remove, which is a very scary part, to remove actual people from the UX research process, which is a bit scary, I have to say. But yes, I also use AI tools for prototyping as well, so the other part of the design process. And since I'm a freelancer, I tend to use also different tools when I work for my personal projects and different tools when I work for clients, because not all companies basically, as of today and my experience, not all companies have allowed me to use all sorts of AI tools because they are afraid of security breach and data leakage and stuff like that. But for prototyping, this is essential, especially when I have a new idea and I want to discuss it, let's just say with a product manager, a product owner, I could just whip up a quick prototype using Figma Make. That'll be my tool of choice because Figma is mostly compliant with all the regulations for now as of today. Yeah. So that's like a no-brainer. Usually use Figma Make to just put it out there, and then, yeah.